Hoy recibimos un mandato de San Pablo, proclamar la palabra, Además, no estamos llamados a proclamarlo cada vez que nos dé la gana, sino que se nos pide que lo hagamos con persistencia y según convenga o no. ¿Por qué San Pablo nos pide que hagamos esto? Porque importa si proclamamos la palabra de Dios a los demás. Bueno, la razón es simple. Es la palabra de Dios, y la palabra de Dios tiene poder intrínseco porque viene de Dios. Como católicos, creemos que Dios es el autor de la Sagrada Escritura. Trabaja a través de autores humanos y utiliza modos humanos de comunicación. Por ejemplo, hay diferentes géneros de literatura usados en la Biblia para transmitir el mensaje, como textos históricos, poesía, literatura apocalíptica, cartas y relatos de los evangelios. Incluso con estos diferentes modos de comunicación humana, Dios todavía obra a través de altar humano, por lo que el texto está divinamente esperado. Además, como católicos, no se nos deja interpretar la Sagrada Escritura por nuestra cuenta. Tenemos la Santa Madre Iglesia y las tradiciones transmitidas a través de los apóstoles para ayudarnos. Tenemos el magisterio, o rama docente de la Iglesia, que vela por la correcta interpretación de la Sagrada Escritura y nos es dada en doctrina. Todo esto significa que la Sagrada Escritura está esperada por Dios, como dice San Pablo, y el Espíritu Santo obra a través de la tradición de la Iglesia para ayudarnos a interpretar. Si la Sagrada Escritura está inspirada por Dios, entonces es más que un libro antiguo. Tiene el poder de mover a las personas porque es la palabra de Dios, y la palabra de Dios es viva y eficaz, como escribe San Pablo en otra carta. Por lo tanto, no debemos tener miedo de proclamar a proclamar la palabra de Dios a los demás. Tiene el poder de convertir sus corazones. No tengas miedo de compartir la palabra de Dios con las personas que encuentres. En el trabajo, en la escuela, o con otros miembros de tu familia. Puede ser incómodo a veces, pero San Pablo nos pide que proclamemos a la palabra de Dios, ya sea conveniente o inconveniente. San Pablo también hace esta promesa, que la palabra de Dios nos equipará para toda bien y obra. Nos puede inspirar. Necesitamos leer la Sagrada Escritura todos los días, aunque sea por unos pocos minutos. Necesitamos sentarnos con la palabra de Dios y escuchar cómo Dios nos habla a través de su palabra. Como sacerdote, hago esto todos los días para preparar mis homilías. Leo las lecturas de la misa diaria, busco una palabra o frase donde el Espíritu Santo me está moviendo, y luego me siento para escuchar lo que Dios me está diciendo y cómo quiere que hable a los demás. Ahora, necesitamos probar el Espíritu. si se le pide que haga algo radical en su vida cotidiana, entonces esa voz probablemente no sea de Dios. Tu interpretación personal de la Sagrada Escritura tampoco debe contradecirle la enseñanza de la Iglesia, ya que el Espíritu Santo inspira a ambos. Si no estás seguro de algo, consulte a la tradición de la Iglesia, por ejemplo, el Catecismo de la Iglesia Católica, o pídale ayuda a un sacerdote o religiosa. Si no oramos con la palabra de Dios nosotros mismos, entonces no podemos compartirla con los demás. Necesitamos escuchar cómo el Señor está hablando a nuestros corazones primero. Tiene el poder de cambiarnos a nosotros también. Today we are given a command by St. Paul to proclaim the word. To proclaim the word. Moreover, we're not just called to proclaim it whenever we feel like it or whenever it's easy, but we're asked to do it persistently, whether it's convenient or inconvenient. Why is St. Paul asking us to do this? Why does it matter if we proclaim the word of God to others? Well, the reason is simple, because it's the word of God. And the word of God has intrinsic power because it comes from God. As Catholics, we believe that God is the author of sacred scripture. He works through human authors, and he uses human modes of communication to do this. For example, in the Bible, there are different genres of literature to convey the message. Like, there are historical texts, and there's poetry, and apocalyptic literature, and letters, and gospel accounts, all different ways of communicating a message. Even with these different modes of human communication, God still works through the human author. So even though it's humanly produced, it's still divinely inspired by God. And furthermore, as Catholics, we're not just left to interpret sacred scripture on our own. We have Holy Mother Church and the traditions that are passed down through the apostles to help us to do this. We have the Magisterium, or with the teaching branch of the church that guards the correct interpretation of sacred scripture and is given to us in doctrine. So all that means is that sacred scripture is inspired by God, as St. Paul says, and the Holy Spirit works through the tradition of the church to help us to interpret it. So if sacred scripture is inspired by God, then it's more than just an old book that was written a long time ago. It has the power to move people because it is the word of God. And the word of God, as St. Paul writes in other places, is living and effective. Therefore, we should not be afraid to proclaim the word of God to others because it has the power to convert hearts. Do not be afraid to share God's word with those who you encounter. Don't be afraid to share it at work or at school or with other members of your family, whether they're Catholic or not. And it might be awkward sometimes. It may not be easy. But we are asked by St. Paul to proclaim the word of God, whether it's convenient or inconvenient for us to do so. And we don't have to be perfect messengers. The word of God works through, just works, but just by its power alone. St. Paul also makes this promise that the word of God will equip us for every good work because it can inspire us. So that means that we need to read sacred scripture every day. Whether it's in the Bible or just in the daily readings for Mass, we need to sit with the word of God and just listen to how God is speaking to us through his word. As a priest, I do this every day to prepare my homilies. I read the daily Mass readings, including the ones for Sunday, and I look for a word or a phrase in the Holy Spirit that's moving me. Then I sit with it and try to see what God is saying to me and how he wants me to speak to others. And that's my method. It's not complicated. It's not difficult. It's not rocket science. It's just simply sitting and listening. Now, we need to test the Spirit whenever we hear the Spirit speaking to us through Scripture. If we're being asked to do something that's really radical or really away from your everyday life, then that voice is probably not from God. And we should be very careful about that. Your personal interpretation of sacred Scripture shouldn't contradict church teaching, because the Holy Spirit inspires both Scripture and church teaching. And if you're not sure about something, then look to the tradition of the church. Look to, for example, the Catechism of the Catholic Church is a great place to start, or ask a priest, or ask a religious sister, or someone who has some knowledge of theology. If we don't pray with the Word of God ourselves, then we cannot share it with others. If we don't let it be part of us, then we can't give it to other people. We need to hear how the Lord is speaking to our hearts first, because that has the power to change us, and then we can give that over to others. So as we approach our Eucharistic altar today, let us ask for the grace to pray more with the Word of God in our daily lives, believe in its power that it has, and have the confidence to share it with others. Entonces, al acercarnos hoy a nuestro altar eucarístico, pedamos la gracia de orar más con la palabra de Dios, creer en su poder y tener la confianza de compartirlo con las demás.